بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, as you know, I am in New England, in Somers, Connecticut, one of the most beautiful parts of the world and one of the most beautiful seasons of the year to be here, which is the fall season, the autumn season. And the leaf colors are absolutely fantastic. As I was going for my walk, I walk every day thanks to the temperatures and the temperate climate, I go for a walk in the afternoon. I go from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. It's very beautiful. The temperature is around 8 degrees or 9 degrees Celsius, and bright sunlight. And as I walk along, I am seeing these trees. There are trees which are purple, which are pink, which are orange, trees which are red, a bright red, a deep red. And I'm thinking to myself that if somebody drew a picture and colored the leaves of trees in these colors, you would say, well, you know, this looks very nice, but it's not real. I mean, this is a stylized picture, this is abstract art or something, because leaves are supposed to be green. But subhanAllah, thanks to what happens because of winter and because of the destruction of chlorophyll in the leaves before they drop, other chemicals come to the fore and leaves change color, and different trees, the leaves of different trees change different colors. I'm going to send two articles along with this as a reminder for you, for those who are interested in identifying the trees with their colors. But it's absolutely spectacular. So as I'm walking along, I'm thinking to myself that we hear the description of Jannah, the trees will be like this and the grass will be like this and the pebbles on the beach and by the riversides will be diamonds and so on and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself that subhanAllah, it is so easy to visualize that because I am seeing it here on this earth. Beautiful clean air, because this is a very rural place, so there's hardly any traffic. So beautiful clean air, blue skies with lots of cirrus clouds in the sky. So actually a sky with cirrus clouds looks much more beautiful than just a plain blue sky. So that's what I had this afternoon and we've been having for the last few days. And then wherever there's water, it's another sight altogether, absolutely beautiful. And I'm thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, and he said, Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. The combination of water and vegetation, it's absolutely superb. The other thing which strikes me as I'm walking along is the cleanliness of the place. Because one of the downside of fall is fall, because it's called fall because Americans are very literal with their terminology. So when leaves, the season in which leaves fall, they call it fall, not autumn. So here we have fall, and the downside of it is that leaves fall. So usually you would find the lawns of people's houses, the pavements, or the area is not actually a pavement, but it's the grass verge on the side of the road, is covered with dry leaves which have fallen. But here you find that you find leaves there, but almost immediately they are all cleaned up, completely clean. So I'm walking along and I'm seeing this absolutely clean, beautiful place. Green grass, beautiful trees with these leaf changing colors. And then, of course, as leaves fall, once they accumulate after maybe about a day or so, they're never left for more than a day, they're immediately cleaned up, removed. Now, I'm thinking to myself that we had this conversation a little while ago on Twitter, where we talked about the importance of cleaning or keeping masjid toilets clean. And somebody said we must demand that this should be done. And I said, well, I agree with you, we should demand, but demand from whom? Who must do it? According to me, if the toilet in my house is not clean, who must I demand should clean that toilet? It's my house. So therefore, I need to clean it. So if it's my masjid, if it's the masjid where I go to pray, whose responsibility is it? It's my responsibility. So if I go clean the toilet, I've cleaned toilets in many masajid. When we go in Jamaat, we stop in a masjid, and the first thing I usually go and do is to clean the toilet, because it is dirty. If it's left like that, then we have to use it. The other brothers have to use it. So best, might as well clean it. Now, when we clean that, I've never seen anybody objecting to the fact that I cleaned the toilet of the masjid. And I think that's what we need to understand. I'm thinking to myself that why is it that in our countries we don't find this kind of cleanliness? Of course, we have got all kinds of excuses we make. We say we have more population and so on and so forth, all of which is true. But population by itself does not translate to dirt. Sri Lanka has a very heavy population, but Sri Lanka is clean. We don't find people defecating on the roadside. We don't find people urinating on walls. You don't find cow dung everywhere. You don't find, animals, cattle in the street. You don't find garbage thrown everywhere and not removed. Sri Lanka is a poor country. Sri Lanka is not a developed country. Yet, Sri Lanka is clean. Thailand is clean. Again, it's not a rich country. It's a poor country. And it has a very, great, big population. It is clean. Singapore is clean. But the point I'm making is that things happen because people are willing to do it. This part of the world is clean. The Western world, by and large, is clean. If you go to Australia, you go to Canada, you go here to America and so forth, UK. It is clean because people pay for it to be cleaned. People respect their environment enough. They are particular about living in a clean place enough to pay for the place to be cleaned. They are intelligent enough to understand that a place doesn't clean itself. The pavement doesn't clean itself. If you want to walk on a clean pavement, then you have to clean the pavement. If you want to have a clean lawn, then you have to clean the lawn. If you want the place to be clean, it has to be clean. You don't throw garbage, and whatever, for example, leaf fall and so on, you clean it. You want a neat looking place, then you have to trim the hedges, and you must take care of your gardens. If you do that, then you have a clean place. So I'm thinking to myself, I said, what is so difficult? Why is it that we can't do that? Right? And so also masjid toilets, and so also all Islamic schools and madrasas. Again, a big issue with our madaris. By and large, you will find filthy toilets and so on. So as I am walking along now, I see an elderly man. He is blowing, using a mechanical blower, a motorized blower. He's blowing the leaves off his deck. So I just waved to him. He waved back to me, and I continued my walk. I went to the end where I turned around. There's a beautiful stable of Arabian horses. So I usually go and chat with the horses for a bit, and then I turn around. So I did that. And when I came back, the elderly man and his wife were sitting on their deck. So as I was walking up, the wife, she got up and went inside for something. And the old man, again, he waved to me. I waved to him. And he shouted something. I couldn't hear him. So I went up to him. I walked across his lawn and went up to him. So he said, "Hi, how are you? Do you live around here? I've seen you going past a couple of times." So I said, "No, I don't live around here. I am visiting. And I just walked down this road. It's a very beautiful road. And such a lovely place you have." So he said, "Oh, yes, thank you very much. It's very beautiful." He said, "You know what? I have lived in this house for 60 years. So I told him I'm 64, which means that when I was 4 years old, you moved into this house. He said, "Yeah, that's right." He said, "I'm 91. And my name is Harold Pease." Now, I think to myself, here is a 91-year-old man, and he is using a motorized blower to blow the leaves off his deck. And then he, once all the leaves are off his deck, then he gets on to a motorized lawnmower come, leaf vacuum. And he vacuums all of them up. So he has a neat and clean yard with a well-mowed lawn. He's got these beautiful trees which are changing color. And he's sitting on his deck and watching the world go by at the age of 91. Now, it just goes to show that if you want to do something, you can do it. And the key thing is, do you really want to do it or you want to complain about it? I mean, if you want to complain about it, of course, you can complain. Not that anything is going to change. If complaints could change things, then a lot of things would be very different in the world. But complaints do nothing. Complaints are useless and worthless things. So if you want things to change, we have to work to make them change. I want to end with that. I just thought, let me share this with you. I will post a couple of photos also with this of the trees that I saw, and make dua for Harold Pease and his wife, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them hidayah. He's a nice man, and he's 91. And may Allah give us tawfiq to work and to take care of our environment. Because at the end of the day, if it's nice, we enjoy it. If it's dirty, we are the people who have to pay the price of it. We are the people who have to, who must suffer. So I think it's well worth making the effort to ensure that our environment is clean and that our institutions are run well, and that we apply some discipline in our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.